The following is the fifth day of Bhagavad Shabda given by His Divine Holiness Srila Mahavishnu Goswami Maharaj, recorded on the 3rd of October 2001 in Sydney, Australia.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Dava, Jaya Kunja Hari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha, Jaya Giri Radhari. Jaya Giri Radhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Labha, Jaya Giri Radhari, Jaya Giri Radhari, Jaya Vallabha. Jaya Yashoda Nana, Jaya Vrajajana Jana, Jaya Vrajajana Jana, Yashoda Nandana, Vrajajana Danjana. Jaya Yashoda Nana, Jaya Vrajajana Jana, Jaya Vrajajana Jana. Jaya Yamuna Yavana Chari Kunja Bihari. Jaya Yamuna Yavana Chari Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Yamuna Yamana Chari Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Yamuna Yamana Chari Jaya Kunja Bihari. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pai Ma. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Pai Ma. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Akshaman. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Ahimam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Amaragava, Akshaman. Amaragava, 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 Paiman. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitya Gaura Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol. Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Bol, Hare Bol. Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Bol, Hare Bol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Radha Gopinatha, Da Gopinatha Radhe. Jaya Radha Rasvi Hari, Da Rasvi Hari Radhe. Jaya Radha Gokulananda, Da Gokulananda Radhe. Jaya Radha Govinda, Da Govinda Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Da Madan Mohan Radhe. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada. जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परविराज कचारी अष्टोत्तर छत श्री श्रीमदय चरणारविंद भक्ति विधान स्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन बीबीडी फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की श्याम अवैध भक्तवृंद की हरिनाम संकीर्तन महायज्ञ की श्री श्री भागवत महायज्ञ की श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ जी की श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जी की श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा जी की रुक्मिणी द्वारकाधीश जी की श्री गौर निताई जी की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज श्री गुरु अज्ञान तिमिरांदस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुर उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। शांताकारं भुजगशयनं पद्मनाभं सुरेशं विश्वाधारं गगनसदृशं मेघवर्णं शुभंगं लक्ष्मीकांतं कमलनयनं योगिभिर्ध्यानगम्यं वंदे विष्णुं भवभैरवं सर्वलोकैकनाथं। बर्हापीडं, इट्स ब्यूटिफुल वर्ड्स, यू नो, फ्रॉम 10th कैंटो गोपी सिंह दिस, एंड दिस इज नाइस लिरिक। इट इज नोन एज मंदाक्रांता इन संस्कृत, एंड मंद मीन्स वेरी स्लोली, ग्रेजुअली, एंड आक्रांत means the jiva is crying. There is akranta in Sanskrit. Mandakranta is a very nice lyric for devotional service. Bhakti ke liye ye chand Sanskrit mein bada acha hai. Mand and dhire dhire, slowly, akranta, the soul cries. This is last millions of years. Our spiritual part and parcel of Krishna, the very tiny spiritual spark, is separated from Krishna. So it cries to go back. And that is this lyric. It's a beautiful description of Krishna. Baraha pidam natavarava puhu कर्णयोः कर्णिकारं बिभ्रद्वासः कनककपिशं वैजयन्ती च मालां रन्ध्रान् वेणोर् अधर सुदया पूरयन् पूरयन् गीत कीर्ति वृंदारण्यं स्वपदरमणं प्राविशत् गीत कीर्ति यम ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्र रुद्र मरुतैः स्तुवन्ति दिव्यैश्रवै वेदै सांगक्रमपदोपनिषदै गायन्ति यम सामगाः ध्यानावस्थित तद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तं न विदो सुरासुरगणा तस्माय देवाय नमः। कस्तूरी तिलकं ललाट पटले वक्षस्थले Kaustubham. Again, nice description of Krishna. Kasturi tilakam lalata patale vakshasthale kaustubham nasagre varamauktikam karatale venukare kankanam. Sarvange harichandanam sulilitam kanthe cha muktavali gopastri pariveshtito vijayate gopal chudamani. Nanyam vadami na shrunomi na chintayami. Repeat please. Nanyam vadami na shrunomi na chintayami. Nanyam vadami na shrunomi na chintayami. Nanyam bhajami na smarami na cha ashrayami. Bhaktya tvadiya charanam bhujam antarena shri shri nivasa purushottama dehi dasyam. The bhakta prays, the devotee prays to Krishna, nanyam vadami, I'll never speak anything apart from you. Nanyam vadami na shrunomi, I will not hear anything apart from Krishna. Please, at least for Purushottama Mas, we should take this vow that I will not hear anything else. I will not speak anything else. Nanyam vadami na shrunomi, I would not hear anything else. Na shrunomi na cha chintayami, I will not think anything else. Nanyam smarami, I will not remember anything else. I will chant always your names. Nanyam bhajami, I will not worship anything else. Everything else is a dog's tail. It's Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam says very clearly that if you run after anybody apart from Krishna, it's like catching a dog's tail. Avismitam, he is never surprised. We are always surprised. There was a terrorist attack on America and we were surprised. They retaliated, we were surprised. The war broke out, we are surprised. Sickness broke out, we are surprised. We are all limited living entities, we are always surprised. He is never surprised. Everything goes according to his own plan. And this idea doesn't sink into our mind. We think that we are the controller. Avismitam tam paripurna kamam. Paripurna kamam. He doesn't depend on anybody. For his happiness, he doesn't depend upon anybody. That he showed in his pastimes in Vrindavan. Avismitam tam paripurna kamam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the beautiful literature. Please, don't leave it for a single second, at least in Purushottama Mas, if not in always. This Jnana Yajna should continue always in your life. We pray Krishna that please, please give us this intellect. Unlessly we are wasting our time in mental concoctions about other living entities. You please stop for good. Don't concoct anything. The living entities have different natures. Tujhi ye jagat mein baat baat ke log. Hil milkar sab chaliye, Nadi Nava Sanjog, very nice Tulsidas says, that in this world there are different types of people. Don't worry about them. No, never. Be very friendly to everybody. And just go on, hill milkar chaliye. Just, you mix with them. Everybody has his own ways. We are all different in our mentalities. But one common thing we have, that we have to have the unflinching attitude, unflinching devotional service to the Supreme Absolute Truth, who is correctly known in the Vedic literature as Krishna. There is no name for the Supreme Absolute Truth comparing Krishna all over the all other so-called spiritual literatures. Please, be sure about it. And we are fortunate enough to be heir apparent to Krishna. This is Avishmitam Tam Paripurna Kamam. Those who run after him, they also become Paripurna Kamam. And that is our quality. And because we are completely satisfied, without depending upon anybody, our life becomes sublime. We don't have any misery at all. No misery touches us. Why? Because we are running after Paripurna Kamam. And if you decide for good, then you will always remember him. You will always chant about him. You will always talk about him. You will always hear about him. You will never take any shelter, other shelter than him. Then you are running avispitam tam paripurna kamam. Svenaiva labhena param prashantam. Svenaiva labhena. By his own internal potency, he is always param transcendental and prashantam, completely peaceful. But we don't expect anything from anybody. We don't depend upon anybody. So where lies the disturbance? Always the disturbance because we expect from the living entity something. Don't expect. What are the living entities going to give? They themselves are suffering. So we should not expect anything from the living entity. And as soon as we learn this eternal lesson from the pages of Bhagavatam, that we don't expect anything, there is no misery. The misery is only touches to those souls, those who are expecting something. And we always, knowingly or unknowingly, we expect something. Then you, if you expect, then you are bound to be morose, because you are not getting that. And no living entity can supply you everything. Please, don't run after the living entities. Instead of, just catch the source of everything. Matta sarvam pravartate, aham sarvasya prabhu. Svenaiva labhena. Because he doesn't depend upon anybody, that's why he is known as supreme. And because he is supreme, as soon as you run after him, you are completely satisfied. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachyate Purnasa Purnam Adaya Purnam Eva Avashishyate. How clear it is. In the invocation words of Ishvapanishad, he gives us the definition, what am I? Try to understand, please. These are all these stories and everything. He's just giving us the definition of the Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna. He says, this is Purna, that is Purna, complete. Complete is not the very correct translation for Purna. Purna is the best word. That is completely perfect and perfectly complete. And out of this Purna, so many Purna units come out. And even then what is remaining is also Purna. This is the meaning of Purna. Purna never deteriorates. 1 + 1 is equal to 1 in the spiritual world. And 1 - 1 is also equal to 1. The whole thing is there. And that is Sveneva Labhena Param Prashantam. And as soon as you understand Krishna in this way, that has got to affect your life. And you become completely satisfied without anything. What are you going to take from this world? Our body we are not going to take. This body also, he will snatch from us. Because this also doesn't belong to us. He says that I have given you flesh, bones, blood and what not. It all belongs to me. And this is just, I have given you on lease. And lease means you have to pay the rent, isn't it? And you have to behave according to his conditions. You can't just go into the property and try to build something here and try to build. Imagine the owner will catch you because you are on lease. So here also is these, all these things are on lease. And he has given the direction how to use your hand, how to use your brain, how to use your eyes. Everything is directed by him. And if you break the lease, you will have to attend the court. He will sue you. This is the meaning of lease. An ordinary material lease could be renewed. Maybe the rent will go high. But this lease is non-renewable. It just finishes. So till you have this, make best use of it according to his instruction. And that is we are following the Sveneva Labhena Param Prashantam. As soon as you obey the leaseholder, the owner, then you are quite at ease in that property. As soon as you break your promise, then you are in difficulty. And that is what we are doing. Every step of our existence, we are completely nonsensically breaking everything. Smashing really. And he gets angry then. And then he drags us to the court. And he hands it over to the illusory energy. And illusory energy punishes us like anything. And then we scream and shout, and where is Krishna, where is Krishna? Our menace, you are reaping your own. Whatever you have sown, you are reaping. This is the Sveneva Labhena Param Prashantam. And to such supreme authority, Vina Upasarpati, you don't surrender. Vina Upasarpati. Aparam hi balishaha. You are balish, you are foolish. Bhagavatam calls such living entities as the foolish. And because we are fools, what we do in this foolishness? Swarlangulena atititati sindum. We want to cross the ocean maybe. This is which Pacific Ocean? We can swim from here to Fiji, isn't it? Not very far. How long? Fiji? 2 hours? Plane? 2-3 hours. You can swim. So you go to the sea coast and there are dogs swimming, you know. The dog goes 10 feet and comes back 10 feet. So you think, oh, this is nice to go to Fiji. I don't have to spend money. So you hold the tail of the dog and go to Fiji. And what happens? You go get drowned and the dog also gets drowned. This is me. Anybody's tail you catch, apart from Krishna, then you're just, that is catching the dog's tail. How can you cross the ocean? By catching the dog's tail. There are plenty of dogs around. Don't, please don't touch the dogs. Catch the tail, who can cross over? Then you have to have, you have to go through the customs. You have to have the valid passport. You have to have the ticket. Air ticket or steamer ticket, whatever it is. There is a process to cross over the ocean. You can't just go and dog's tail, come on, I go. Bushy tail, come on, I go. This tail, I go. That tail, I go. And you drown, those gurus, so-called gurus, they also get drowned and they drag their followers also to the ditch. Please save yourself from this. And this is the instruction of the pages of Bhagavatam. And in this also, then because we are victimized by the three modes of material nature, so we insult each other here and there, again and again we go to the lower modes. And even in Vaikuntha it so happened that there was Jay and Vijay and they were the doorkeepers of Krishna's seventh entrance in Vaikuntha. And it so happened that once four Kumaras trying to go through, but the Kumaras were the pure devotees. Always Miya Sakta Manaha, you know. Yunja Nevam Sadatmanam Yogi Vikata Kalmashah. Yunjan evam sada atmanam. Always themselves they were practicing sada bhakti yoga. Vigata kalmashaha. They didn't have any inabilities. Every inability is completely disappeared from them. And that's why they didn't grow more than 5 years old. They were Brahma's mental children. They came out of the mind of Brahma. Very pure. Brahma wanted them to marry and produce the children, because Brahma wanted to fill up this planet. And they completely denied in the beginning. They said, Father, we are supposed to serve you, we are supposed to obey you, but please excuse us. This thing we can't do. And so they were able to travel anywhere, but they're completely pure. Purified living entity has no restrictions. As soon as you have Australian passport or British passport or American passport, you can go anywhere. You are purified. American passport, yeah? British passport, you're purified. Indian passport, completely gone, rubbish. I'm not criticizing, but this is how the material world goes. So as soon as you are purified, then there is no visa required. Here I come every time, and they require visa here. So I don't, somehow or the other I miss visa, always. So that man knows me, he says, here he is. And somehow, now this time I'm giving you, and go. So I say, because I have the British passport, so I'm purified. Yeah, God, please excuse us. This is the way. As soon as your life is thoroughly purified by the fiery devotional service to Krishna, then there is no restriction. So they were not restricted. They entered all the doors. And on seven door, these Jai and Vijay, is of Krishna's arrangement, they stopped them. So then, these were pure devotees, these Kumaras. They should not have been angry towards them. They may be compassionate towards them. That was the natural way. But Krishna wanted something. So they became angry. All these four Kumaras became angry. Who are you? He said, in this Vaikuntha, how can you differentiate? There shouldn't be any discrimination. In the pages of Bhagavatam, it is very nicely said that we should avoid this discrimination. Because attachment to anything or any living entity is the breeding ground of discrimination. We are bound to discriminate because we are attached to that living entity. And as soon as the attachment is there, equal vision disappears. We are bound to discriminate. And those who discriminate in the pages of Bhagavatam, it is said that all living entities are part and parcel of Krishna. Somewhere there we have to train our mind to look to every living entity as part and parcel, spiritual relationships. And because we look to the spirit, we don't differentiate in the bodies. And if you really carry on, then Bhagavatam says that even the immovable things like mountains and trees, they also hate us. This is a result of discrimination. But some of the other Krishna's wish, that they became angry. And they said, you are not fit to be in Vaikuntha. So they cursed them. That you should take birth in the material world. In the meantime, there was some this going on at the door. So Krishna heard about it. And Krishna himself came there. He said, what did you do? He said, you should know that everything entity comes to me, they must be pure. And before Kumaras came, Lakshmi once had gone out, and Lakshmi came back, and they had stopped Lakshmi also. So Lakshmi has cursed them, that now you will suffer from this tendency. I don't curse you, but you will have to suffer. So again they repeated, and they stopped Kumaras, because that was Krishna's arrangement. He want to perform his own pastimes. So he has his own subtle ways how to send the living entities from Vaikuntha to the earth planet or somewhere on the material manifestation. So these two, Jay and Vijay, they were cursed. And Krishna came then, and Krishna said to Kumaras that you haven't cursed them, but it is my desire that they should take birth in the material manifestation. And then they were given the choice that either you are born as a devotee for seven lives or as an enemy for three lives. So they selected enemy life. And this is how some or the other in Diti's home, they were forced to be take birth in the material manifestation. And as soon as they came, they were supposed to be enemy of Krishna. And this was the reason why these pair of brothers always were enemy for three lifetimes. First birth was this Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Then second birth was Ravana and Kumbhakarna. And then after that, Shishupala and Dantavakra. These are the pair, always enemies, always enemies. Shishupala was not able to speak. And since then he was abusing Krishna. He learned the language by criticizing Krishna. He was so very adamant to criticize. And every time he saw Krishna, he will flare up. The same thing had happened regarding Hiranyaksha also. Hiranyaksha was so very powerful. When these brothers stood erect, their helmet will touch clouds. So high and mighty, with all the gada in the hand. So powerful, materially very powerful. And this Hiranyaksha was so very powerful, that within no time he smashed everybody on the material, in the material manifestation. In the end, there was nobody to fight with him. So he said, now whom, with whom I should fight? So the mountains and hills were there. He smashed all the hills and mountains. All the land was flat. Then there was again nobody. So he went into the ocean and went to Varuna, the demigod for water. And he said, come on, give me fight. Varuna said, this unnecessary trouble, I don't want to incur. So he said, see, now you have retired, I have decided not to fight. So tell me with whom I should fight. So he said, yes. Now Vishnu is coming, he said, because the earth is under the water. So he is coming to pick the water and the earth up. So he is coming, he is the right person to fight with. Yeah, why should your earth, he will take it. Yes. Yeah, why? That earth belongs to me. How can Vishnu touch it? I'll see that he can't touch. And so he was moving around in the ocean like anything. They were all mystic. They were able to stand in the water, go inside the water, and create all the trouble. And as we know, in the end, Vara Bhagwan had to come to pick up the earth and had to fight with him. And this is how. After killing killing Hiranyaksha, Vara Bhagwan also tells, this is a very, very difficult job, he said. So how powerful those demons may be. The lesson is that by material arrangements, we cannot save ourselves. Our heart, we make so many arrangements for our safety. And even then the death pounces on us. Then what happened? Hiranyakashipu, when he heard about his brother's death, he flared up. And when he knew that Vishnu was killed, he became the enemy of Vishnu. He was supposed to be enemy anyway, because he was cursed. But once we should remember that they were the gatekeeper of Vishnu, so they were very nice devotees, associates of Krishna. They cannot have ignorance. It was their duty to fight with Krishna. So they really took it right like that. And they didn't forget for a single second. Always they were remembering Krishna as an enemy. And it so happened that Hiranyakashipu was very powerful. Hiranyakashipu was very upset. So he immediately ordered his soldiers, the Dvija Gavo Varnashrama, wherever there is Dvija, Brahminical culture, the yagyas are going on or whatever, Vedas are sung, go to those places and smash them. Gavo where there is cow protection, you kill the cows. He says that if the cows are killed, Brahmins will automatically will be killed. And this is what is happening now. Millions of cows are slaughtered and we are keeping quiet. And the reactions are there. And then Varnashram Avastha. Because we, our societies were very nicely organized in Varna and Ashram. And we know that Svanushritasya Dharmasya Samshuddhir Haritoshanam. That was the instruction. That whichever Varna you are situated, you may be intelligent class, or you may be military class, or you may be businessman, or farmer, or you may be servant, doing some service. These are the varnas. So in all these, performing all these activities, we have to remember Svanushtitasya Dharmasya. You have to do your prescribed duty. So, but the end must be Samshuddhir Hari Toshanam. We should always check whether Hari is satisfied or not. Are we performing these services according to his instructions or not? Suppose I tell you that go and prepare chapatis for me. So if you obey me, then I am happy. If the chapatis come in front of me, then I say, oh, Michael is very good. As soon as he disobeys, he's a rascal. And don't see chapati on my plate, and I'm angry with him like anything. This is how Krishna becomes angry. Yasmin tushte, sarvamim tushtam bodhi. If he is satisfied, every living entity is satisfied. And that is how we go, according to Varna. And ashram also, whether you are brahmachari, whether you are grihastha, vanaprastha or sannyasi, whatever it is, your duty is to satisfy Krishna all the time. And this is varnashram vyavastha. So Hari was satisfied. He said, forget about Hari. Repeat my name. Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyakashipu. And he was not satisfied then. Then what happened in between, he had to console his mother and sister-in-law and nephews also. His mother was Diti and Vishnu was his sister-in-law. So he wanted to console them. So he had plenty of knowledge. And those verses give us the nice outlook in his nature as a Jaya and Vijay. He consoled them very nicely. He said that don't worry, the soul is eternal. My brother is killed, no doubt. But he is still there, body is gone. This knowledge he gives. Then he again told that please, living entities cannot be long enough together. Anytime they have to leave the body. And he gave the example here, that they...
Please continue on to the second part of the fifth day of Bhagavad Saptam.